Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am very special friend, Diane, one of our super successful authors. Diane, it is great to be with you today.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm so excited to be on. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, first of all, let me just start right out of the gate, because a lot of people ask, how are you doing this cool little broadcast today? And I want to give a shout out to Be Live, because Be Live is awesome. And I want to hear where people are from, by the way. So if you guys can type in where you're from, your location, that would be great. Be Live has just been great to us. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. If anybody wants this for themselves, it's free. And I'm going to put it in the link below, because they're able to basically get a whole month free of what we're going to do today. And you're going to see, Diane, you've seen these before. They're really cool. We can share people's comments. So we already have Michelle Boehm, you know, who's popping up. We have Washington State here. We have all kinds of fantastic people who are jumping in. But you can get your free account right there at belive.tv/Carrie_Oberbrunner. Just click it. It's great. But listen, Diane, you have done it. I mean, I remember months and months ago, you were kind of wondering if you could write a book. How long were you wanting to write a book?
You know, I wrote a book about my boys, and I had been cataloging funny stories about raising boys for up to about 10 years. And
wow.
It was just a labor of love, and it was like a passion project that I'd been working on. And I originally thought I would just type it up in a Word document, print it out, and hand it to each of my boys to share with their family someday. And I had so many friends and followers on social media saying, you really should put this in the book. This is so funny and people could find joy in it. So it was a 10-year process. And then I ended up kind of finishing the book, but I sat on it for about 2 years because I was stuck. Okay. And I didn't know what to do. And that's where a friend of mine, luckily, had seen one of your free webinars and sent it to me and said, I know nothing about this guy, but even just this webinar might help you. And I think it was some tips on becoming an author. And I felt so happy that I found that link. And a lot happened after that. But had I not done that, I would still be sitting on my book. And I probably honestly never would have published it. So I joined the Author Academy Elite a year ago this month. And
wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hold that book up, because that book is a fun little edgy type of book here. And it gets quite a reaction and response. And most people say, I know exactly what Diane's talking about. We've heard so many good things about it. You did the largest ever Barnes & Noble book signing with us last month. How was that for you to be part of 75 authors signing at one store? We broke a world record. How was that for you?
You know, it was amazing. And I flew all the way from California to Ohio to participate in that. And it was worth every second of it. That was actually one of the big highlights of my trip. Not only meeting all the other authors, but getting to stand up and talk about my book. I actually had people who were from Ohio that I didn't know coming up and buying my book and asking for my autograph. So it was not only exciting to be with all the other authors, but to be part of that, literally part of that world record of so many excited people all in one place.
It was, the energy was amazing. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to ask everybody to do right now. Listen, we have some free content we're going to give away. We're going to talk about how to launch your book the right way. We're going to give away three secrets. We're also going to talk about this masterclass that Diane referred to. Here's what I'd love for you to do. I'd love for you guys to share this. Why? Because we want to reach out. We are literally picking the next 50 authors to work with. We can't work with everybody. Diane, you saw over 25,000 authors raise their hand and said, "Hey, I want help. I want Carrie's input. I want this secret formula." And we can only pick 50, but everybody who shares, if you can type in the word shared, I will literally thank you right now. And we're going to give away some secrets here in a moment, a masterclass replay. So go ahead and guys and share that if you can, and then we'll jump in and offer these secrets. So Laura Shortridge, thank you for doing that. You're awesome. So let's jump right into the content. When you saw me give a masterclass about a year ago, and you saw this bald dude with a girl's name, you know, what, honestly, what were you thinking about? Gee, you know, I got this manuscript. Can this guy literally help me? Because we see the after. The after's you set a world record, you came to Columbus, you got your Red Carpet Author Academy Award photo shoot. I mean, we see the after, but there's a lot of people right now who are in this before where maybe they heard the live training yesterday and they're like, I don't know what to do. What were your thoughts?
You know, when my friend sent me that link to one of your, I think it was one of your live trainings, and on your Facebook page, I have to say I stalked it quite heavily, your public Facebook page, and watched probably 15 hours of your free content, which is amazing. And I kept watching more and watching more and thinking, I think this guy can really help me. And I was scared because I think we're scared when we find things on the internet and we think, this isn't legit. This can't be legit. This is a scam. I'm going to get, you know, raked over the coals. And I think as human beings, we just worry about that. And, you know, after watching those, and going through the interview process, I thought, well, I'll put my name in for an interview and see if I could get one of those coveted spots. And going through the interview process, I decided to take a leap of faith. And let me say too, before I did that, I Googled Author Academy Elite, I Googled you, and everything was so positive, and that made me think it was a scam. I'm like, this cannot be real. This cannot be true. There has to be bad reviews on this guy. There has to be bad reviews on the program. And honestly, I could not find a single one. And then I thought, does this guy control the internet? Like, how come there's nothing on here? But once I got in and participated this past year, I understand why all those reviews were so positive. And, you know, I would just encourage people to, so many times in life, we don't take a leap of faith. You know, we have this instinct. I had this dream of writing a book that I didn't know what to do. And if I had not taken that leap of faith, if I had not decided to trust, I would not be anywhere near, even if I had published my book by myself, it would have been a totally different, probably unsuccessful experience. So it's not just the fact that you take that leap of faith, you get your book published, but it's all the other awesome stuff that comes with it. It's the coaching, which was probably the most invaluable part to me for sure, was the coaching. So the coaching multiple times a week, the free webinars and podcasts that taught me how to, you know, do a Barnes and Noble book signing, that taught me how to write a good letter to get endorsers for my book. And I got some really big endorsers for my book because of the coaching that I received. So all that stuff wouldn't have happened had I just gone on my own little way and tried to figure it out, which is super daunting. So I would just tell people to take that leap of faith. You know, it's scary, but it's worth it.
Well,
Every
listen,
cent.
we'll talk about that in a moment, but I love everyone I'm seeing here. We got Carmen. It was great to meet her. She's got this, I believe, if I'm speaking of Carmen correctly, she's got the tiny house little brand that she's working on, and we're helping her out. We got Claudiu from Canada. He's originally from Romania. We published his book. It's doing well. We actually are shopping it around for foreign publishers and translations. We have Laura, who's done Unipreneur. I mean, I feel like this is family reunion right here. We got Janet, who I just spent time with in Columbus. But all these people are real. You can Google these people. I didn't tell them to jump on today. Here they are, though. But let's jump in with the first secrets, okay? And by the way, we got Petula from the UK. Her book is crushing it. It's all about this. Remember hers with the butterfly and the lion, and it's about release to roar. And there's just powerful story for her. But let's talk about, I remember some of our coaching calls where we actually started planning out your launch party. So that's one of the first secrets, is that we help people strategize and mastermind around their launch party. Why do you think a launch party is so important?
And again, I go back to I probably wouldn't have even had a launch party had I not gone through the program. But I think it builds hype around your book. It gets other people excited about your book. It's a chance to thank all those people that have supported you when you've been writing your book. And I had a lot of
Sure.
people who sat by my side for years watching me struggle trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So planning it well is important and getting all those pieces in place. And a lot of those pieces you don't always think about.
Yeah.
Someone who's a novice doesn't necessarily think about how to use social media to help them launch their book.
Yes.
So I had did have a big launch, but I've had well, I had a big launch, but I had multiple book signings, which is kind of obviously part of the launch, but and again, the strategies around that was super helpful and has made
Yeah.
sell quite a few books.
So if people aren't familiar with that, basically I tell individuals all the time that events drive energy. So many times people release their book and they're like, "Oh, well, I put out a tweet that my book's up on Amazon," or I posted an email to my mom. Like, what we do is we teach you how to drive an event. Even on a low budget, we've had people do it for free from their kitchen table. We've had, you were at my launch where we had 400 people in the room. And regardless, events drive energy. We teach you how to do it. We give you what's called a TikTok, which basically says minute by minute what you should do. What was the result? I mean, did you live stream your launch party? Did you only have it physically? Did you do both? Give us some thoughts.
And I think your example, Carrie, of your launch and when you launched your prior books, that's like a big launch. And
Yeah.
then there's people who don't necessarily want that big launch or maybe don't feel comfortable with that. So
Yeah.
there's all these grades in between. I chose, and I really had to think this through, I wanted my launch to be more personal
There you
and
go.
more intimate. And
Yeah.
so, but I did post about it and I posted pictures and that drove energy, and
Yes.
for people to buy the book on Amazon or to still contact me and get the book. I had about 50 people at my launch. I kept it small on purpose.
Okay.
I wanted great food. I wanted it intimate. I didn't live stream it, but I did post from there and share a lot of the pictures and content. So I went a little bit rogue when I did mine, just because of my personality and the content of my book is kind of about my family and personal. And so what I think my point is, you take the bits and pieces from the program and you work it to where it works for you, because
Right.
not everybody wants to have a 400 people launch, and not
Yeah.
everybody can have a 400 people launch. So I think the beautiful message is you can have smaller launches that are still very successful and accomplish your goal. And again, in a way that wouldn't have happened if you didn't have the coaching and the help to get there.
Awesome. And another thing that we did is we showed you how to use media. So, how do you use media to launch your book? Did you get any press releases? Did you follow some of our training around that?
So one of the great components, I think, of the program, again, is all this training. And one of those things is around how to write a press release. So I've actually had, I think, three press releases because my book was also nominated for an Author Academy Award.
Yeah. And by the
So,
way, maybe I've never told you this before. I
oh.
was in the judging rooms. I purposely didn't want to judge any of the clients, but I'm just telling you that it was neck and neck. Like, literally, judges were fighting over Diane should win, and then I forget who did win, but you were like one and two, one and two, one and two, one and two. I actually left the room. I left the room because I'm like, I can't deal with it. This is stressing me out. So I'm just saying, like, you were so close to winning that first prize.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That makes me feel good. And I was
Yeah.
so happy for all the winners. You know, they all deserved it. So it was all okay. But I
Yeah.
appreciate that for sure. Yeah, but those press releases really helped me get traction, helped get my book get attention. I could share it on all my social media outlets. And it really, again, drove people to ask about the book, to purchase the book, to come to some of the book signings. I've done well over 20 book signings, and
Wow.
I've and that's another thing. Like, you do the big ones, but then one of my more successful book signings was at my gym I go to, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna see if I can do a book signing here. And I sold tons of books. It's
Wow.
the program teaches you to think outside the box,
Yeah.
to not
Yeah.
just sit back like you said and put a tweet out and say my book is published, but to really work that system and think about all the ways that you can get your message out there.
Yes.
Between those press releases and doing lots of signings and, you know, getting attention that way and sharing about it and pictures on social media, it's been very good.
Awesome. Hey, listen, everybody who's watching, we've had Soma Ray join, which she's awesome. And her book is actually being republished. So, some authors who are watching maybe published their book the best way they knew how. But we also specialize in that, where we help authors optimize their current books. Here's what I want to ask everybody to do. Please share this with authors, tag authors, anybody that could benefit. We have our work cut out for us. Right now, our entire team is sorting through hundreds and hundreds of applications. They're scheduling interviews with people. By the way, who do you remember who interviewed you? I know it was a year ago. Can you remember?
Definitely, it was Daphne. She was awesome.
Daphne. So Daphne interviewed you. How was that when you got the call? Actually, you both called into a conference call line. How did you feel?
Again, I was skeptical up until that point. I was like, is this real? I mean, literally, up until I said yes, I was still thinking that. And, you know, the screening process is legit. You know, I was Googled, that you guys looked at my social media, you looked at what was there about me online.
Sure.
Daphne's interview was great. I
Are
took
we,
a couple
now, did you
days.
ever jump on a fireside chat with me?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Because that's another thing. I love to meet the finalists and we chat, and you guys can ask me questions. And I do sample coaching so you can see, test me out. And how was that, jumping on the fireside chat?
I think that's probably what sealed the deal because I could actually tell you about my book, get a little feedback from you about my book. So, seeing that you were a real person,
Yeah.
excuse me,
No
and
problem.
you know, not some entity out on the internet.
Sure. Not some guy sitting
Yeah.
in Hawaii chilling on the beach with my shades on. No, I really care about, not that Hawaii wouldn't be bad, but I
No.
really care about every single author. So I told you as your coach, I said, I remember us having chats saying, "Hey, Diane, I know you got two covers. This one's risky, but I want you to go for it if you're if you're up for it." What's been the response? Because the average author out there who's not part of our program, the average author who's signed with the biggest people in the world, this is a true statistic, sells 250 copies a year. And yet you went through our program, and I know in some of your launches, just single events, you crush that. But what would you say, what would you say has been the response from people?
About the book in
Yeah,
general.
about your book.
Well, when you mentioned the cover, so the cover, just to
Show it
remind,
again,
is a little
yeah.
male. So those are my boys, and it is a little edgy, and my book is a little bit edgy, you
Sure.
know. There is a definitely a book about boys asking funny questions about their body parts, my body parts.
Sure.
But when I was picking that cover, I had a safer cover, and then I had that one as well. And part of the coaching process was, what do you think? Should I use the safe cover? Should I use this one? And when I put this one up on So part of the tribe as well, part of the services that you provide is that all,
Yeah.
a bunch of people come in and vote on your cover. So you're getting feedback, not just from your family and friends, because they're going to be a little biased, but very importantly, you get so much feedback from people you don't even know about what they think of your cover. And there were definitely a handful that said, that cover makes me uncomfortable. And I thought, you know what, if that cover makes you uncomfortable, my book is not for you. I'm going with that cover, because I don't want someone to buy the cutesy cover, not realizing there were, questions about sex education and how I handled that with my kids in the book. So just the process of having this literal tribe behind you,
that's
voting on your cover, giving you feedback on what they like, what they don't like, it really just fine tunes everything about your book when you have 1,000 voices behind you giving you their criticisms and their honest feedback about it.
Listen, we tried to make this the best program on planet Earth. So if you're brand new, if you're just watching, when you apply, we literally give your book consideration. We can't work with everybody. In fact, currently we're working with 0.2%. So not even 1% of the people who express interest. But Diane, we try to find the diamonds, and you were a diamond. Soma's a diamond. Laura's a diamond. Carmen's a diamond. Claudia's a diamond. A lot of people jumping on are these diamonds. But, we love to help people. So we basically take care of the cover design, the interior design, the editorial review of your proposal in chapter one. I coach you up to 4 times a week. You get the tribe, you get lifetime access, you get a ticket to the live event. How was the live event, just to help you, besides like fun, crazy hype, was it practical? Has it helped you in your business?
You're talking about the conference, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the conference was wonderful. And the content was amazing. A lot of it was built around building a business around your book. So sure. I'm still trying to decide. I love my day job. I'm a college professor and don't want to leave my day job, but there are 99% of the people, maybe not that high, who were there needed all that content around, websites and funnels and how to build a business. And I think your group does such a great job helping those people and giving, again, guidance. I mean, that would be, to me, the ultimate thing you're giving overall is guidance, whether it's cover design, interior design, coaching, the conference. So the conference was wonderful. I learned so much. It really made me think about if I wanted to take my book to that next level. So I'm trying to kind of think through that a little bit. But even just meeting all the people and the connections I made there. So doing lives with other people who were there and jumping on their platform. So one of the things I learned from you is how to borrow other people's platforms.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that with each other a lot, which has been so wonderful. So it was great.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I know we only have 4 minutes left and people might have questions. Go ahead and ask if you have any questions, folks. We get asked a lot like, okay, I'm interested. What do I do? We currently have openings. This is the last time until 2019 and then some, meaning that, look, it's November 9th. Why not prep yourself, get ready? If a goal is to get published the right way and marketed in 2019, this is your time. It's authoracademyelite.com/application. But what would you say for the person who right now is thinking, I have a book, or I already did a book, but it sounds very interesting, and we do all the research. There's literally no other program on the planet that gives the one-stop shop, full service, plus tied to a live event, built-in tribe, lifetime access. What would you say, Diane, to someone right now who's thinking, I don't know if I should apply?
I would have them go watch some of your free videos on your public Facebook page. They'll get a sense of what it's about.
Yeah.
I was definitely someone who, I do my research on things first. And so if you're hesitant, I think go watch those videos, and what you see is what you get. Yeah. So you hear the coaching on those videos, you hear the content, and every single one of those either webinars or live recordings I watched, I was like taking notes furiously.
Yeah.
If this is just the beginning, what else is this guy going to give me? And it's one of those things that you don't know what you don't know until you become aware. And I had no idea how clueless I was about marketing and launching and writing a press release and those things until I learned how to do it. And so I would say to those people to do your research so you feel confident about it. You'll find the same thing I found. You're going to find all the positive reviews. You're going to find all the amazing content in the videos. It's real. what I would say. Because again, I kept questioning, like, there's nothing bad about this program out there or this guy. Like, this can't be real, you know, but it is real. And I love not only the tribe, but, you know, one of the things you mentioned too was like when we were looking for endorsers, as someone gets a little bigger, they're less accessible.
Right.
They don't return calls. They don't, you know, they're not accessible. But what I found with you is you've grown with your business and you have a very successful business. And I kind of worried about, is this guy going to be accessible to me once I get in there? Mm. And it's to this day so crazy to me how accessible you are.
Yeah.
And that you're that successful, but you're still willing to answer my private question.
Yeah.
If I have one. Not only on the coaching calls, but in the private Facebook page and how fast those answers come.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable.
Well, listen, you know, people say all the time, like, why, you know, why carry? I mean, I'll just be honest. If someone's watching this, they're probably like, okay, if you're so successful, we get this all the time on our Facebook ads. People are pretty unfiltered. They're pretty skeptical. They're pretty much sometimes haters, but they say, okay, if you're so successful, why are you giving away all this stuff? I'll tell you why, because I got published in 2004 when I had a little bit of hair and I was clueless. My traditional publisher was not going to help me. They don't care about the marketing. They don't have time. They're book printers. And so I was sitting here clueless saying, how in the world, who's going to mentor me? I didn't know how to do anything. I didn't know how to create courses. I didn't know how to get endorsements. I didn't know how to do book trailers. I had to figure out all this stuff myself for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I almost gave up many, many, many times. Mm-hmm. And I met people along the way who did give up. And I said to myself, if I can ever teach starting authors, successful authors, established authors, if I can ever shorten the learning curve for them and save them from some of the drama, then I would love to. And that's the program that we created. This is the program I would have wanted.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, we even give you guys, you keep 100% of your profits. We take zero royalties. We give you your books at print cost. So there is, you know, there is tuition, obviously, but we have payment options, all that stuff. So thank you so much, Diane. It's been amazing to see your success. I've loved to see you just blossom into this established author. I mean, I know you could do a series. I know that book too could be there if and when you want it to be. But thanks so much for today, for giving of your time to give back. I know you're busy and successful, but you wanted to give back and tell people, hey, don't miss out. So I'll give you the last words and tell us where people can find out more about you as well.
Sure. So my last words would be, in life, we sometimes have to take a leap of faith. We have to try something that we're a little scared to try. If you've got an idea burning inside you or a finished manuscript that's been sitting there like mine was for years, what else are you going to do? You're going to end up sitting on that manuscript for years and nothing will come of it. So this is such a great program to not only help you get your book out there, but all the other stuff that goes with it. I didn't even realize all the other stuff was part of it when I joined. I just thought I was going to get my book published. That was all I knew. But oh my gosh, there's 100 other amazing things that are also part of the program as well.
Awesome.
So I would just encourage people to take that leap of faith.
Listen, I just posted Diane's Amazon link in the notes. You can click that. I'm looking on Amazon right now. You have 62 reviews. Mm-hmm. I know people that have a third of that and they are published traditionally. They have big time publishers and they're not even close to that. So I can tell you've worked the system.
Yes.
I can tell you've you've made it happen. And folks, your call to action is literally authoracademyelite.com/application. And we'd love to review it. We are basically making all of our decisions in the next 6 days. We get back to you immediately. So if you've seen this today and you want to tag somebody who needs to apply, do it. They'll thank you for it. Diane, hold your book up one more time. It is amazing. It is you. That book is you. And we are so thrilled to be your publisher. So thanks so much today for coming on, Diane.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Carrie. It's been an honor.
Truly. All right, everybody else, I hope to see your application very soon. And we will be in touch. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.